It's 28 past 8 on Breakfast, and James Carlton joins us now with a quick look at some newspaper headlines.
Yes, Fran, we have the Australian newspaper, Europe's $287 billion carbon waste. The Swiss banking giant UBS says the European Union's emissions trading scheme has cost the continent's consumers $287 billion for almost zero impact in terms of cutting carbon emissions. The money would have been much better spent directly at closing dirty power stations, they make the point. We have the Daily Telegraph. In the early hours of the morning, the mining tax passed the House of Representatives. Tax gets green light. Also, the New South Wales cops will be very happy with the front page of the telly. The thousands of police marched on State Parliament House yesterday, protesting in uniform against New South Wales Liberal government plans to slash compo payouts for police killed or injured on the job. The publicity, priceless. The photo is of a police sergeant sitting on the ground feeding his baby daughter with a bottle. Melbourne Herald Sun, they say Defence has awarded a multi-million dollar Navy tender to a businessman on a blacklist in the United States. The US agencies can't deal with them. They would have known that if they checked on Google, Fran.
Just Google it. Thanks very much, James.